Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. I'm Kyle Swiker, filling in for Ewan Rankin today. It is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, we've got Apple rumor 9,700,102 for you today, and it deals with the iPhone 6 or the iPad 3. Possibly coming in 6-inch screen sizes. Yet another rumor. Here we go again. A connected industry expert and the folks over at Apple Insider are saying that Apple intends to widen its range with a device that sits somewhere in between the iPhone and the iPad, and that would make it about a 6-inch display. We've had so many rumors about how many inches and blah, 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 blah. You know what I think? The rumors are getting so big now, they just want to cover every single inch, so that way they'll be right. All right, some concrete news for you now. Hey, were you using Tweedroid or Uber Twitter and realized over the weekend, I can't use this anymore? Well, that's because Twitter said, hey, you're violating our usage policies. Well, apparently, the two got together, had a bright idea, and now it's named Uber Social. They've changed a few little privacy issues, and now Twitter says, yeah, you guys are okay now. So, if you were in a big dilemma over the weekend saying, I can't get my tweets to go to my Facebook or here, there, and everywhere, now you can with Uber Social. The Zune is dead. No, it ain't, eh? Well, at least not in Canada. They're getting a new Zune HD player, and this is according to the folks over at Zune Insider. Yep, that's right. A new Zune HD is coming to Canada. We don't really know when it's going to be available, but we do know it's still running on the same hardware released in 2009. Zune ain't dead, eh? Sounds dead to me. All right, so we kind of remember the last couple of weeks now. Nokia, Windows, teaming up, bringing the love to you. Well, Nokia said now they want to do some manufacturing of low-cost Windows Phone 7 handsets. And an exact quote coming from Nokia CEO said that the ability to bring a cheap handset to market was a key topic in discussions with Microsoft. Ah, I see. Nokia, Microsoft, and the word cheap. Wow, this sounds like a partnership made in heaven. Sony seems to be working on two unusual tablets right now to be launched later this year. Now, one is going to be an Android clamshell, and the other one is going to be a Windows 7 slider. Both are going to be dual screens. One is named S1, the other is named S2. Now, according to the folks over at Engadget, the shape actually closely resembles an oval cylinder when closed and a bit like a flask. Now, I don't really know. I can't really envision that. But if the sketch over at Engadget is anything to go by, they kind of look like a roll of toilet paper slightly cut in half. All right, we're all getting excited about the Motorola Zoom tablet. It's fixing to come out, and it's going to have beautiful flash support. No, it's not. Oh, okay. Motorola Zoom will have no flash support at launch. This makes no sense at all. Android 2.2 had flash support, right? And Android 3.0 won't have flash support at launch. Geez, Google, you went on and on about flash, and you didn't like H.264 as a codec, and HTML5. Geez, Google, yep, bunch of hypocrites. All right, more news from our fine friends over there at Microsoft. Hey, yo, Windows Phone user, you're thinking, oh boy, I've got an update. Cut and paste, it's finally here. No, it isn't. I'm sorry to say. Cut and paste is still coming in March, according to Microsoft, but this update that you're getting right now is for that update. So that's right, you heard me right. An update for an update. Oh, our fine friends over at Microsoft. Oh, thank you so much. It is the Microsoft way. Staying on Microsoft news, the Microsoft Kinect. Yes, a hacker's dream. It has been hacked pretty much since day one, since the thing came out. And honestly, here at the Bagel Tech Network, we love the Kinect. It's a really cool device. Well, Microsoft has finally moved a step closer to bringing the Kinect to the Windows PCs by announcing an SDK that will be launching this spring. This spring, Microsoft. Obviously, this thing is hackable. Go check out YouTube. Just get it released already. That way, all of us can start having fun with Kinect on our PCs. Ah, do you remember The Legend of Zelda? Yes, the classic Nintendo game is 25 years old today. Hard to believe. Seems like yesterday I can remember taking Link and going to rescue Princess Zelda right now. There's actually been 13 different Zelda games that have been issued since that release date way back in 1986, but the first one always remained the most popular. Happy birthday, Zelda, 25 years old. Jeez, makes me feel old now. And finally, an Egyptian father has decided to name his newborn daughter Facebook. Now, this makes perfect sense, I guess. I mean, he's feeling very nostalgic. Facebook played such a big role in the revolution of Egypt, so, you know, why not? What I'm really worried about is Mark Zuckerberg, because we all know at the end of the day how control freakish Mark is about the words face and book. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our network website at bageltechnews.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at bageltechnews. Now, Ewan should be back with you tomorrow to get you caught up on all the past 24 hours of tech news. So until then, have a good day, and thanks for listening.